Well, it's back to the state of Arizona. This is another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. 80 Grid the Third back again on another week with this podcast. Host of this podcast, Kansas State alum back in 2013. It's your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much once again for stopping by and giving us a listen here. Whenever you listen to this, this will come out probably right off the bat. And then, of course, women's basketball. We got a couple episodes I need to get out. Oh, excuse me. So, Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, to football, all the way to men's and women's golf. It's your first time listening to this podcast. Your first timer. Thank you so much for checking out this K-State podcast, and particularly if you're a K-State fan. And definitely, go ahead and hit that like, subscribe button. And make sure you also hit the alarm bell as well every time we post content daily. And I mean daily, including the weekends as well. I'm seeing other K-State podcasts trying to catch along as well. But that's like every other 2 weeks. But still, that's still great content. That's more so closer to the team. But we're similar to that as well, even though we're sitting here out here in Kansas City, Missouri. All things K-State sports. And of course, I have Alex Aiden over on the pod, being at more on that on the backside. But we found out where we're going. Obviously, beginning of the year at Weave, you know the drill by now. If you've not, this team was picked second. We're talking about football. Preseason second in the Big 12. And maybe get back to Arlington and possibly get a chance for the inaugural college football playoff. Obviously, that's not going to happen. Houston. But anyways, postseason, fast forward in the postseason, Kansas State will once again make a trip to the state of Arizona for the postseason bowl. How many times have we gone over there to the state of Arizona? Keep going to the Liberty Bowl. Everybody's too focused on that. We need to focus on, we had a control, and it's the football team's fault across the board. But how many times have we seen Kansas State, for the probably exception of the BCS Bowl, when we got roasted by Oregon? Oh my gosh. But anyways, yeah, see, we've made a ton of trips to Liberty Bowl, and we've made a lot of trips to the state of Arizona, and particularly going back to what is now Chase Field, home of the Arizona Diamondbacks. And this is not the prettiest or sexiest matchups here. We look at it on paper. Woo! Rutgers is the opponent for Kansas State in the Rape Bowl. I did not come up with that. A little bit more alliteration there, because the Rape, Rutgers, Rape, you know what I mean? But Chase Field, home of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Rutgers, part of the Big Ten, if you guys do not know. Obviously, Rutgers is not, again, a popular name. It was when it was in the Big East. But now, they've been in the Big Ten, and that's who K-State is playing here in the postseason for the bowl game. And this is going to be the day after Christmas, December 26th, 4:30 Central Time. So, once again, we're playing either 1 or 2 days after Christmas, of course, with all those playoff games there as well. 19th time. And yeah, hang on a second here. Yeah, all these trips, 8 times. This will be the 8th time going to the state of Arizona. We were there for the Buffalo Wild Wings, BCS, all that kind of stuff. So everybody was so locked in on that. But again, it's the conference. It's where you finish at. So it sounds like I'm complaining. I'm complaining a little bit, but hey, I'm just telling you what it is there as well. Chris Kleiman in a little bit of post here, quote, "We are excited to spend the holidays in Arizona and represent the Big 12 in our university." And of course, Chris Kleiman making a little side here. He is the first coach in K-State history to lead the football team to 5 consecutive bowl games in his first 6 seasons. And go continuing on here. Quote, "The staff at the Fiesta Bowl runs a first-class operation, and I know our players and coaches are looking forward to the trip and the extra work on the field, which is critical to our continued development as a program." Yeah, obviously, you got that. And you got to deal with the transfer portal as well. And we've already called out or talked about 2 rather key pieces of that future. We're just going to hit the transfer portal. Yeah, I did read Trey Spivey's letter on Twitter last night. So he's in. I did record. I record an episode on him, and then yeah, I read what he put out on Twitter yesterday. And then Jace Brown, that's two of your young guys. And we're sitting here talking. I'll get the records in just a second. But Jace Brown, at this point last year, was the hot man in town, baby. Not like that, but red hot as a receiver, big play Jace. And he made his impact, of course, on the bowl game. And it is, yeah, I don't think Trey's going to play in this bowl game. I don't think, reading what I just read yesterday, and then Jace Brown, that is still a 50-50 there as well. So your part of your future is heading out the door there as well. So let's see, Rutgers. This is going to be the second, and I didn't know they met. I thought it was going to be the first time meeting, but apparently not. This is going to be their second time ever that these two schools will meet. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Kansas State going back to the state of Arizona. And he'll play in the Rate Bowl December 26th. Eddie Gritter, third Pro Project Podcast. Here, let's see. Back in 06 was the first time these two teams play in a Texas Bowl where the Rutgers, read by Ray Rice. Yes, I read this. Did a little bit of research on Rutgers a little bit. Ray Rice. Yes, I know that. I know that name. Who was a really good back in the NFL for the Baltimore Ravens, scorched the Wildcats 37-10 in that Texas Bowl there as well. So, and it looks like, for K-State, I do remember, the Michigan game. I mentioned the Buffalo Wild Wings Bowl early in this episode. Well, they dominated Michigan, back in 13. That was the day, week, year after I graduated with Ty Lockett and company. They had 31-14 over Michigan there. So this is going to be the first time they've played a Big 10 team since that time there as well. Rutgers on the flip side, this year, 7-5 quietly in the Big 10 there, and a 4-5 in conference play. They were tied for ninth in the conference there. They did start 4-0. They beat Virginia Tech, they beat Washington, and they beat Virginia Tech. I do remember, watching a little bit of Rutgers. I think it was the Virginia Tech game I was watching back earlier, the beginning of the year, while watching some late football there as well. They did start 4-0, but of course they've, tailed off there a little bit. The Scarlet Knights playing in the bowl game for the 13th time in their school history there as well. They lost to Wake Forest the last time they were in the bowl game back in 2021, the Gator Bowl, and they beat Miami. Hold up. Hang on a second. Yeah, I might read that wrong. Wake Forest back in 2021 in the Gator Bowl, and they beat Miami. they knocked out Miami, who... Miami in last year's Pinstripe Bowl. So look, again, Avery Johnson and company, and again, like I said, we'll have to see how head coach Chris Klieman mentioned the extra practices. We know how crucial those are to next year, but we also got to throw in, again, the transfer portal whole thing and whatnot, who's going to be dipping out of, who's not going to be playing. Well, this is obviously, you know, we are in a spot in college athletics now, in particular football season, where you don't go to the playoff, people just hit the transfer portal or sit out or sit out the bowl game. So we're just going to have to see. I know K-State, obviously K-State's a Power 4 program. We all know that. But K-State, they don't have the players where, at least the top tier players anyway, that they can... They don't have that type of culture, right? They are, these guys, we all should know, are blue collar workers. Like to compete, like to go out there and do their best they can. So, but we've already seen two of them already announced the transfer portal. Now, one for sure, Trey Spivey. I don't know. I definitely don't think he's going to play in the bowl game. That's part of your future. It was high on him, and along you throw in Jace Brown as well. So, obviously, we will And they only have a couple weeks to get ready for this game. So we're sitting here recording. I'm sitting recording this on the 9th. They play on the 26th. Yeah, it's not. Before we sit here, you know, it's going to be at our doorsteps. Rutgers, interesting opponent there. 7-5 going out there. We're going to be playing them in the Rape Bowl in a few weeks, the day after things. Oh, there we go. After Christmas, I'm ready to get through this holiday season and turn the page of 2025. But that's what K-State's playing. K-State finished 8-4. Look again for another to end back-to-back season. What's on the line for them? K-State, I'm talking about back-to-back seasons, winning 9 games in a row. That's what's on the line for them. Could have been so much more, but hey, that's what it puts them. That's where the puzzles fall in place for this team. We all know that. We sat here all year long and talked about that. So here we go. K-State, another postseason bowl appearance in the state of Arizona, as they'll be playing on Arizona Diamondbacks Field December 26th. They'll be taking on Big Ten opponent Rutgers in the Rape Bowl Pearl Project. Of course, we'll have more on this as we go along here, up leading up to that matchup. Pearl Project podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found, Freedom Bill Daily, wherever else have, or whenever I have a chance to record Kansas State content. Podbean app, fresh episode up now. Podbean, Greer 3 Eddie's podcast. That is Greer 3 Eddie's podcast. GRIER number 3 EDID apostrophe S podcast, folks. Alex, myself and Alex Aiden over there, we talked about the men, and we'll be back this week at some point to talk about women's sports and maybe a little bit about this matchup as well. That's going to wrap things up on this postseason bowl edition of the Pearl Project podcast, all things K-State sports. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California, Eddie Greer, Kansas City, Missouri. I wonder if Alex is going to make a trip back to Arizona again to see the Cats play against the Scarlet Knights. Eddie Greer, Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of this Wildcat podcast. Like, subscribe, hit the alarm bell. Pearl Project podcast, all things K-State sports. We'll talk to y'all here, as usual, throughout this week. Go Cats.